Hello and welcome to Pish Talk.
Episode
81.
81.
First of all, I want to give a shout out to the people on the Patreon. First of all, thank you to everyone who supports us on Patreon. It's patreon.com/Joe Hendry. Got a lot of costs here. Dave is in Edinburgh. I'm in Cope Bridge. So we got travel costs to cover every week. We got beast and internet to make sure we can stream live just nice to everyone. We're going to be moving everything to the unit. So we got a unit to pay for. We got, as Steve Austin would say, we got to keep the lights on. So any support is much appreciated. It's patreon.com/Joe Hendry and it starts at $1. If that's not possible though, if you're saying I need every dollar I've got, let me just pitch this to you. If you've got Amazon Prime, you can give us your free Twitch subscription. If you've got Amazon Prime, you get a free Twitch subscription every month. Just link your Amazon Prime to your Twitch to give you Twitch Prime and select our channel as your selection. That will basically give us about £3, you know, which is, again, doesn't cost you anything. If you do that, that contributes £3 every month to the podcast. And that adds up, people, adds up. So that is a way to do it. But you know what we appreciate most? Your time. However, if you are a tier 3 patron or above, you get thanked by name. So thanks to Ian Downey, Kirsty Bailey, Chris McCulloch, Gordon Brown, Joe's mum, Ben Wacka, Adam Wilson, Mark Leslie, Brian Smith, Daniel Betancourt, Jamie Flood, James Pointer, Will Ledwith, David McCarthy, Ross Wilson, Jordan Schofield, Barry Carruthers, James Weiss, and David Thornton.
Boom.
Boom. There you go. All right. Let's get cracking.
All right.
We got some belters for our weird news today. I haven't been on a plane since we last spoke.
So oh, wow.
Nothing else has
no
happened.
No new stories.
Nothing else has happened in my life.
It's weird. Nothing's really been going on with me either. I've been kind of, you know what I've been doing? I've been calming down, man.
Yeah.
I've been very patient. Like, I've been very patient. I've been trying to, like, almost not just, you know, not lose my mind with people. Like, I've been trying to, like, just mellow out a little bit, you know? Mellow out a little bit. Although, like, the roads in Edinburgh are getting on my nerves. They are getting on my nerves.
Just the roads in general.
Well, they're just so the lack of roads. The lack of roads.
Because you're off-roading again.
Dude, every time I turn
around... You've been playing Forza 4. You've been off-roading in Edinburgh.
I've been looking for the new routes, mate.
Mate, I'll tell you what, right? See Forza 4. It is awesome. We'll play it after this, right?
Yeah.
We'll take Grom outside if that's all right with yourself. But then after that, we'll give Forza a bash, right? Because you're going down... It's Uncanny Valley. You're going down Princess Street and you're like, mate...
Or half the road's closed.
You're like...
If they're not, realistic.
Wait for this. You're like... Mate, it's like I'm on Princess Street, mate. North Bridge, it's like I'm on North Bridge. And then you go down the Royal Mile and it's just like, there's just like no castle. And then like I go down North Bridge, then I try and go down past the horse down Leith Walk. And you start going down Leith Walk. They've got the Omni Centre. And then at the Omni Centre, you try and go down Leith Walk and it's like, nothing to see here, mate. Like it just...
Leith is the part of Edinburgh.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, those people that are just like... Yeah. No, I mean, I don't live in Edinburgh. I live in Leith. It's like, mate, shut up.
I know. You deserve to be slapped.
You deserve to not be in Forza 4 if you're like,
yeah.
No, mate, Musselburgh is not part of Edinburgh. It basically is.
That must be one of the developers must have asked someone, is this in Edinburgh? And they've got, no, this is Leith.
No, we're in Leith. It's like, fine.
But
then
you go around.
Up yours.
They've got London Road. But then it literally goes from, like, you know how you go down London Road and then there's, like, the McDonald's, there's Meadowbank, there's the Morrisons.
Yeah.
It goes from literally, like, halfway through London Road. You know the crossroads where you would go down one way to go down Easter Road and one way on London Road? It gets to that point and then it just jumps to literally Musselburgh. Like, you go past that and you're in Musselburgh.
Boom.
The camera's unfocused.
Whoa.
Isn't it weird how you do that and it somehow focuses us?
Yeah. Cameras are weird things.
Yeah, we need to get lighting in here again. We need to... The lighting's at the unit.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, we got the lighting.
It makes a huge difference.
For promo folk.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I've been keeping camera. But it's all the road closures are starting to get on my nerves because it's like, I feel...
Forza is going
to
upset you.
Because what's happening is, and this is my theory, right? Because it's coming up to the end in... April is obviously the end of the tax year. New budgets, all that stuff. My guess is that, like, the road, I don't know, like, the, what would you call it? Like, the traffic and roads department, whatever, I can't remember what the name is of it, but whoever, like, deals with all the road closures and all the sort of road works and stuff like that, there is a name for it, you know, I can't remember what it's called. But My guess is they're like, well, shit, we've no used half our budget. We better use this budget, right? So that when we get the re-budget done, there's not a massive saving there, so then we still have a good budget for next year. And so they're like, you know what? This road looks like it's got a minor imperfection on it.
Let's close it, mate.
Let's close it down for 2 weeks. Fuck everybody over. Yeah? They'd have to go, because what they've done is they'll shut one road, which is like a passageway to get to somewhere else, and so everybody else gets funneled down that one passageway, and it fucks everybody over.
Edinburgh is a nightmare for that, and you might be true, but you might be right here, because there's actually a controversy today about Edinburgh Council.
Oh, shit.
Basically, they found out, you know, they have these memorial benches all around Edinburgh. They just decided that it was going to cost them $33,000 to repair them all, so they just decided that anyone that had any damage whatsoever, they just burn them.
What?
Just burn them.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool, yeah. Grandpa Sandy's bench. Just like, yeah, your Grandpa Sandy's bench is going to cost you, going to cost us $8,000 to repair, so we're just going to torch it. Just, you know. I mean, imagine telling that to someone. He's
going out
with a big burn, eh? That's it.
Watch, some people, Master Wayne. Sandy.
Some people, Master Wayne, just want to watch benches burn. but that's the thing. So Edinburgh Council, yeah, they're a bit dodgy. I'm not gonna lie. They're a little bit on the dodgy side. I'm calling you out, Edinburgh Council. I'm calling you out right now.
I got a really short, funny story. It's not even a story, but just I remembered the other day something that happened in my childhood.
Oh God!
You tell me what you do in this situation.
All
right,
go for it.
So you know when you're young. I remember,
how young are we talking?
Well, I can't remember. Fucking primary school.
There's a big difference between 10 and 4.
Absolutely primary school.
Okay. That's still a huge difference.
I don't know where in primary school. We're not talking, it's maximum P4.
Okay.
So we're talking no older than 9.
9 years old.
But that's the upper limit. I could have been 5 or 6 here.
Okay.
I don't know, right? But anyway, so I went out to play at my grandma's house, right?
Okay,
and there was these kids in the street that I would play with, and they had like a den in the woods,
oh,
right?
Shit.
And you know when you're a kid and you think your den's like, you know, the pure bat cave, and then like I remember one time I was telling people at my grandma and granddad's, I was telling people I've got a treehouse at my grandma and granddad's. Hey, do you know what it was? Literally, I saw a picture of it as an adult. It was literally like there's a tree, and there was a plank of wood between two of the branches. And there was like a bit of string.
A plank of wood.
Yeah, there was a bit.
That's my roof.
That's what I was like. I was like, that's my treehouse.
It's got a decking on it.
Aye. That's my patio, eh?
That's my conservatory.
Mate, if you're wanting to bring the chopper round, eh, just land on my helipad.
That's
where
I set off barbecues and that, eh?
Grandma, can my mate just bring his helicopter and land on the helipad?
Grandma, can I get one of these lawn chairs so I can sit on my decking and get some sun rays in the summer?
I think if I went for dinner, I'll just get a Just Eat to the treehouse, eh? Like.
The UPS guy's coming back. I just leave it on my deck, you know? Like.
Leave it outside and he can like see you. It's just you sitting there.
Hi.
I think my granddad actually had like, but he put rope on it. So there was a swing. So there was like a seat.
That's what it was. It was.
Yeah. No, but there was a seat and a plank of wood, bro.
Oh, shit.
Okay? Dude, that was like Tracy Island.
Dude, you're pure, you know, living it up.
I know. Dude,
well, to be fair, like, that's a better treehouse. To be fair.
Come on.
That's a better treehouse.
You know,
than
Boris house. Johnson's like replaced the Chav voice.
Yeah,
I don't know
how
I feel about this.
I'm finding myself doing it in day to day life. It's so funny. Like,
it's the other thing. Like, you know, we describe something as, oh, that's absolutely shagging. Like, it's bad. Like, Sophie's been saying as well. She's been at college and she's like, she went on a night out and it's like, oh, how you feel? She's like, oh, I'm feeling absolute shagging. And it's like, no one knows what she's saying. Like, it's just this thing we've made up. Like,
I don't know why I started saying that.
I know, that is just absolute shagging.
I don't know why I started, because that should be a good thing, but it's like, nope. But yeah, so you got this treehouse.
So
this tree mansion, by the way.
Yeah, I got this tree mansion, right? But anyway, so that just reminded me. The reason I brought it up is because, you know, when you see like a den when you're a kid and you think it's a pure bat cave, and then you see it later and it's like a plastic bag or something like that. I know.
A fucking Tesco
anyway,
bag.
But to get to this, we had to jump a fence, right?
Shit.
And I'm at my grandma's, I'm a young kid, and I go to jump the fence.
Oh, God.
And I cut my willy on the spike.
Oh, that's so much worse than I was expecting.
I can't remember if I can't remember. I can't remember specifically if I cut my nuts or my willy. I can't remember which one.
I thought you were going to say you cut your balls.
It obviously wasn't a major injury.
I was going to say where on. Because it makes a huge difference.
You know,
where.
And again, you know, when you're a kid, any
it makes
injury,
a huge difference. Because yeah. If it's near the top, that's terrible. That's like, because that's going to be.
I think it was a superficial injury. I think. Okay, it was, so let's just call like, it a superficial injury.
Oh
right?
My god, that's okay? So bad.
There's a bit of blood, but you know,
it gives me that like weird feeling.
But when you're, you know, when you the reality is, I probably got a small scratch.
But
like,
you're,
at the time, you're like, like
I've
just,
lacerated my boob.
I'm going to bleed out. I'm going to bleed out.
My boob's cut in half.
Yeah, exactly. Like when you're a kid, it's just like,
get the first aid kit. Get the med kit.
My bones are hanging out.
There's a 3-inch cut deep to my boob. And your grandma's like, you're lucky if your boob's 3 inches. Like, shut up.
But I can't remember if I reported it or not.
Report
I can't remember.
It to
if I, well, how about my grand? Who am I going to report it to? The police. My grand, no, obviously. No,
no. Quick, send an ambulance. I've cut my winky.
But I was a rather dramatic child, so that wouldn't have been off the cards. I think at the time, if I'd have thought that that was going to be a serious thing, I think I probably would have rather reported it to emergency services than have to tell my grand,
cut my willy.
Well, I mean, what do you do then?
Okay, in that situation, let me think.
You're going no. I mean, you know what the right thing is? You have to report it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't use the term report.
Well, no. But I mean, report it to the supervising adult.
You're acting like she's got a medical book in her house. She's like, right.
She was a nurse.
Really?
She was a nurse.
Let me do an accident report. Cut his bob on a fence.
But you don't want it because then you're going to have to
massive bleed out.
You don't want to have to. To mention that.
Well, because so. Now she's going to have to check.
Yeah, I think exactly. And you don't want to be in that situation.
Yep, that's awkward. You and it's just, you have to also say, yeah, I was trying to jump a fence and now my boob's got to be cutting it. And it's just terrible. It's just the worst. So what happened? How did you react in the exact situation?
And you know what? Is this not how the piss yourself register story came about?
Oh, maybe.
I'm pretty sure I told this, but yeah, one time, I remember, like, I never as a kid ever had an issue with bed wetting or anything like that. But I remember one time as a kid, just pissed myself at my grand's house.
And
I'm not talking like are we? I'm talking like rude. Get the cleaners in.
We're talking a trip to fucking Matalan back in the day to get new dungarees or whatever.
Exactly. Exactly.
Jesus Christ. It's funny.
And again, primary school, but yeah. You know, I'm not.
Like,
be fair.
Now,
Boris Johnson, was this in fourth year or above? No, come on. Come
no,
on.
Come on. Come
be,
on.
Be fair. It was in primary school.
It was in primary.
I may have been, would it have been old enough to be on the piss yourself register? No, come on.
Come on now, be fair.
I would never mislead the British public into, you know, discussing that. The point is, I was at primary school.
As we've decided, everything before primary seven is off the record. It's off the record.
But Mr. Johnson, the Scottish people demand an answer.
No, come on.
Because, as you know, if you are a P7, you can be 12, which is 1 year above the piss yourself register.
No, come on. No one said I was of age.
Did I say I was 12? I said nothing of the sort. I certainly would not. You know,
I would never mislead the British public.
I cannot recall pissing myself. I can certainly not recall a situation where I pissed myself above the age of the piss yourself register. So there you go.
Yeah, would it be? Do we agree? P7. Anything before P7 is a write-off.
Yeah, that's fine. That's a write-off.
Yeah, that's a write-off.
I remember someone peed themselves in primary three, and I remember she was like one of the popular kids as well. She just like stood up, like, you remember when you line up to leave the class?
Yeah,
she's lining up, and it was just like she was just like, and just like just pish, just emanating, just everywhere.
Pretty sure that happened to someone in P2 at my school.
P3, that's going to have consequences. Dude, I remember,
P2.
I don't know if we've talked about this, but someone, like, I don't like swearing, but someone shat in the pool in primary school.
You had a pool in primary school?
Yeah,
holy shit.
Dude, we were balling.
Dude.
Abbey Hill primary
school. That was part of the tree mansion, the pool in the
back.
So
this is the whole...
Just a wee puddle for a pigeon to sit.
This was the part of the... This was like the prequel to the Mr. McFarlane story. But I remember someone just basically shat in the pool.
Well, while they were in it?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I thought it was like...
It was like half the size of him.
Like a fucking... Like a loaf of bread or some shit. Floating about.
It was beast.
Did you know he'd done it?
Well, I remember, first of all, Mr. McFarlane, you knew he was going to dish out a couple of McFarlane busters for behavior like this.
Well, I would imagine he's going to be... Yeah, it's going to be the McFarlane special for that.
Yeah. McFarlane special.
Avalanche McFarlane buster off the top rope.
93. You know, sometimes like in Fire Pro Wrestling, just add like 93 or like 98 to the end of moves.
Yeah.
You know, it's like McFarlane buster special 98, you know? But anyway, so someone crapped in the pool. And I remember... distinctly, he says, right, can all the girls get out the pool and go get dressed and you're free to go home. All the boys, go get changed and I'll be having a word with you.
What?
And I thought that was totally sexist.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, I know. So his theory was that guys could just weak their shorts down and just crap in the pool, whereas a woman couldn't feasibly crap in the pool.
In fairness,
he was absolutely correct.
He was correct, but in fairness to him, would it be tougher for a girl because they've got the big
of course
suit
it would
that
be
goes
tougher.
Over the shoulder.
Of course it would be tougher. But see nowadays,
because guys
get,
like, huh?
I bet you nowadays you get sacked for that. It'd be like gender discrimination.
You would.
It's like, you can't tell me that just because I'm a guy, I must have crapped
in that
pool.
What are you, mate? Fucking Columbo, pure name detective worker who shat in the pool.
Well, apparently so. So this is what happened.
He turns up at the office and it's like, he solved the case of who shat in the pool.
We found out very quickly, right? Because I'm talking like...
Did you see who done it?
Well, let me get to this, right? So that we see the huge crap in the pool. And you know what, everyone, like, in primary school, everyone's like, hey, oh, that's disgusting.
But no one gets that.
And then we go to the changing room and like Mr. McFarlane is just like, I just can't believe one of you have done this. Like,
I can't believe you've done this.
But yeah, like, boys, who would do this? Why? Why would you do this?
I just had to shite.
That pretty much was the reason. Because I remember, I'm going to mention I'm going to give fake names, okay? I'm going to give the real...
Steve!
I'm going to give the real name of the person who identified who did it.
Oh,
his name is Sean. I'm not going to say the name of the person who actually did it.
Sean was the whistleblower.
Let's call him, what is it? What do they say? John Doe.
John Doe.
John Doe. So we'll say John, right? So Sean goes over to, it's Sean John.
You fucked
it. It's the same as Diddy now, isn't it?
Yeah, you absolutely fucked it.
Pete Diddy? Pete Diddy?
Pete Diddy? It's like, Pete Diddy's like, no, Pete Diddy, what does the P stand for? Is it some, you know, crazy name? He's just like, Pete, mate, Pete Diddy.
Mate, well, I was going to call myself like Big Pete Diddy, but then I noticed like Spider-Man was doing it. I thought he was going to be like P. Parker, eh? Like,
I was like, mate, he's no done that, so I'll take it, eh? Like, I thought about all these different ones, eh? I thought about like Phenomenal Diddy, I thought about like, you know, Pleasant Diddy, and then I thought to myself, nah, care what it needs to be? Pete Diddy, eh? And then, like, all my mates, eh? Like, that's what I called myself, so I was like, right, Pete Diddy. And then all my mates were just like, oh, there's big P there, eh? Like, oh, right, P. You know, they just shortened it to P, so I was like, that's how it became P Diddy, eh?
It was just Pete Diddy, eh? Like,
Pete Diddy, like, that's it, mate. You know, and then everyone's...
Do you know how it came about? Because, like, I got accused of shitting in a pool when I was a kid, right? And they were like, and someone says, Pete Diddy. And then I thought, Pete Diddy, eh? Like... The episode's probably going to have to be called Pete Diddy now, isn't it?
That reminds me. It's just
what were you going to say?
It was it was just, remember I told you about the Big Man Bakes guy?
You remember? I can't remember.
So there was this
Do you want me to finish this story first?
Yeah, go for it.
So basically, be fair.
So Sean identifies John.
Sean identifies John.
So he grasped him, basically.
Yeah, and he says, but... Because he's like, because there was a huge, huge steamer just sitting in his pants. Like, so what he'd done is he'd obviously like shat his pants, right? And just left them there, eh? Just like,
That's what I did. But he just gone and just like left them sitting there. Like,
did he not? I thought he'd done like, because for it to be floating around in the pool,
no, dude, there was two. Like, there was
oh
two.
Oh my god!
I'm thinking, what is this kid eating? You know what I mean? But yeah, so there was like, so let's give you the evidence.
The T-bone steaks and the granola bars. He's on those fiber shakes, is what he's on. Jesus Christ!
He's getting his 200 grams a day. Put it that way, right? But basically, so there's a huge crap in the pool.
Oh my
right?
God!
Then we go back. Sean points out there's a huge crap, and it's sitting in his pants. And he's just like, but I remember it was like he tried to defend it. I remember. And he was like,
"What you did? He just shit yourself whenever you."
And he was like, "Just because I can't remember if it was like him or the teacher, but he was like, look, just because he crapped his pants in here doesn't mean he crapped."
Like,
that is circumstantial evidence.
Correlation doesn't equal causation, eh? Like, just because I happen to have a massive fucking hole in my pants doesn't mean I did it in the pool at all.
You know what this is like? This is like, have you seen the staircase? They show the staircase. I mean, it's like, look, just because I shoved a bird down the stairs and killed it in Germany 20 years ago doesn't mean I've just done the exact same thing to my wife.
Oh, man. I love his defense, like, but what, mate? Prove it was me, eh? Hey, like, that's just circumstantial.
Mate, there's sweet corn in there. I didn't eat sweet corn, mate. And then you get the scientists in to compare samples between...
We found it's a 98% match.
And this, do you know what? This should be like a Netflix special. And in episode 6, it's like, and then we found out the poos did not match.
Yeah, it's like on, Steve Wilkos. And it's just like, we found that the corn in these two stool samples were from different supermarkets. And they are not a match.
And then he throws a chair.
Then he launches a chair like a dart at the wall.
Yeah, it gets stuck in the wall. Oh, man. Right, what were you going to say?
Holy shit. That's so funny. Like, yeah. Okay. So obviously no one saw him do it initially. But, like, did he just be like, and then just like...
I want to know how casual it was.
And it just opened up his legs of his, like, the little, like, leg bit. Because obviously in swim trunks, right, you've got the little mesh bit. And he just opened that out and let it float out. Like, and
or did
like,
he, like, weak his pants down and just be like, I want to know, did he do it from the surface? Did he, like, swim underwater?
Has he been, like...
In video games, you've got, like, your air bar. And it's like, you're like...
Has he done like a, is it a kind of thing where he's like, well, I mean, I've been pissing in the pool every week for months, eh? Like, nobody's noticed. I'll just take a log in the pool, eh? Nobody will care, eh? Like,
it's like serial killers, you know, when it starts with like, oh, I just pure started with this and then it escalated and got out of control. So I just started pissing in the pool and then
just
didn't satisfy me, like.
Next minute, you know, I'm just pure shite in the pool. Then it's like, you know, a big solid one. Next minute, pure chocolate rivers coming at my arse. Yeah, and everyone's like, what the fuck?
I was pure throwing up in the pool. I was pure just getting it.
I can't believe. I mean, in fairness, I was saying earlier that Sean grassed on John. But in fairness.
But I want to know, did he wait for everyone to leave? Because I think he must have. He must have been last to change. But I want to know what was going through his head. Because the thing is, there was actually a toilet like in the swimming pool.
Yeah, right? There always was
not
one
like
nearby.
In the water.
But there's always one like right next to it. Yeah.
So it's like, what made him go? Was it that he didn't want to ask the teacher? And to be fair, I remember.
No, come on, be fair.
I remember we had a teacher that I was so. I think I've spoken about this before. But I was so afraid of her that I didn't want to ask to go to the toilet. So I'd literally like sit there for like an hour just like holding my dick, like trying not to piss myself in class. I remember being in P1 and like holding it closed, like it's just so I didn't piss myself. Because I was like, she was like, do you need to go to the toilet? And I was like, yes, miss. Please. God, it's lucky I didn't like burst my bladder.
You've probably got a bladder, like a giant bladder from like stretch. Yeah. You did like bladder workouts.
It's like, you know, they talk about.
I want to do P90X for my bladder, eh? The Pish 90X.
Mate, you can train your bladder, mate.
Mate, I'm doing 3 sets of bladder expansions, eh? Like bladder extensions. Oh, fucking hell. But it reminded me of, just what you were saying earlier, it reminded me of this thing. I heard this story about, there's a guy in America, and he owns, I don't know if he still owns it, but he owned this business called Big Man Bakes.
Okay. Oh, you did tell me.
Yeah, it was like a bakery.
You said it in the car though, so say it here.
Yeah, so it was basically it was a bakery, right? And this guy was like huge. Apparently he was like 6'8", like big, huge fucking guy. But he was like a really good baker. And he was at this party once, and you know, there was this girl he really liked, and he's kind of like, but it was her birthday, and her boyfriend broke up with her. And he's like, oh man, really disappointed.
So he crapped in her swimming pool. Like,
so he just took a big bacon in her. But he's like, oh man, he felt really bad. And he liked her, eh? So he went home and baked her a cake for her birthday. And everyone's like, oh shit, this cake's pretty good, man. Like, and he's like, hmm. So he starts like baking all these cakes and stuff like that. And, you know, he's baking these cupcakes. And he goes to another party. And, he starts to get a little bit known around like his local area and stuff. And it's like, oh, he's bringing these cupcakes to the parties. And he goes to this one party. And he's away chatting to someone, you know, at the other side of the room. And he's got these cupcakes that he's brought into the party. And some guy goes over there and he's just like, he's eating these cupcakes. And he's like, man, these are amazing. These are really good. He's like, where did these come from, man? And someone goes, oh, you know, it was, I don't know. I can't remember what the guy's name was. Let's call him. It's like Danny or whatever. It's just like, oh, there's Danny. You know, Danny brought them. You know, he made them himself. And he just goes, oh, shit. Big Man Bakes. And he just yelled across the room. Just like, Big Man Bakes. And that's it. That's what he's now got.
So that's his business.
That's now his business called Big Man Bakes. And he owned a couple of stores, apparently. He owned a couple of shops. And I think it was New York, I think. I don't know. We'd have to check it up. But apparently Bakes. He was just this huge, fucking, imposing, massive guy. But, like, made amazing cakes. And this guy just yelling across the room. Just like, Big Man Bakes! Shit. And then just, boom, gets it. Just made me laugh. It reminded me of that, where it's just that's how he got his name. But, no, I'm trying to think now if anything else has been happening. I don't think so. I don't think anything's been happening. Other than road closures and people shitting in pools 20 years ago.
Well, shall we move on to our weird news?
I mean, I'm thinking weird news.
Dude, that was a hot open.
I mean, that was a hot steaming open, man. That was a steaming shite in a pool open.
There you go. All right, so personal trainer says he has to use parent and child beds because he's so muscly.
Oh, God. Right.
Okay. So a personal trainer known as the Greek Stallion. Now, I'm going to throw this out there, but I think this might be a case of a publicity stunt.
I
but
feel like this it. Might be... You smell that? Okay. You smell that?
So here he goes.
I smell
so a personal shite. Trainer known as the Greek Stallion. Now, I'm going to
who
say
who the
that's
fuck
a,
named him
who's,
that?
Who's like, oh, here comes a big Greek Stallion. It's like, shut up. No one calls you that. So he has no option but to use designated parent and child spaces because he's so muscular. Says he's always picked the wider spaces to allow his 20-stone frame to get out. He said, I'm a muscle model champion. I'm a beast.
He actually said
even
these
if
words.
There are, this says, even if there are parking bays, I never bloody use them. I would just go and park in the same parent and child bay, even if I'm my own. I always do it. I don't give a crap what people think of me. I'll do what I want. I can't fit out my
I'm
car.
I'm too big.
I'm too big.
Nah, Brock Lesnar can like park in normal parking bays. The Rock can park in normal parking
and
bays.
And he doesn't look 20 stone.
But this guy's like, nah, I have to use the what? Yeah, he doesn't look 20. He's in great shape, didn't get me wrong. But he absolutely does not look 20 stone.
No.
And what's he driving? What's he driving? It'd be so funny if he's driving a smart car or some shit like that. And he's like, I'm struggling.
So this is Chris. And he goes, so he said he was out with his pregnant partner at the time who needed to be able to get out. And someone complained. Well, that's a different situation, isn't it?
That's completely different.
Get out the news.
Yeah. Because now we've added a new variant.
Get out the news. You're a douchebag.
You're an absolute talk. Who's like?
You're wasting our time, Chris.
Who's like this? Who's like, oh, mate. It's like, I'm looking for a PT, you know, I'm looking for a personal trainer. It's like, oh, Ken, who you need, mate? The Greek Stallion. He's like at Pure Gym as one of the like PTs at Pure Gym. He's just like, mate, we've got Steve, we've got John there. There's Sean over there. And it's like, nah, Ken, who you need, mate? The Greek Stallion. Greek Stallion, mate. He's going to get you in running shape, mate. Oh, shit. Just about knocked my phone over. What's this one here? Yeah, he's a douche, man. 20 stone. It's like, mate, there's fat fuckers that are like 29, 35 stone and they're using normal parking bays. So you shut your fucking mouth. Use normal parking bays like a normal person.
So we're just looking at some more stories.
I was
going to
say, yeah.
Some good ones. That one doesn't have too much steam in it. So,
that's not too bad.
So here we go. Airline sorry for forcing passenger to take pregnancy test before flight to Saipan.
Oh, God.
What could the...
Oh, no.
Despite already completing a questionnaire, Madhuri Nishada is taken by staff to a toilet and given a strip to urinate on.
Oh, my.
This, now, what could the context? Possibly.
I can only assume she's trying to get priority boarding for pregnant folk. Because sometimes you'll get priority boarding.
Whoa. Okay, so here we go. Part of the northern Mariana Islands, Saipan, has become a popular place for foreign women to give birth as it makes them eligible for U.S. citizenship. Despite already completing a questionnaire before the flight to state she was not pregnant, Midori Nishida was escorted by Hong Kong Express Airways staff to a toilet and given a strip to urinate on. The test came back negative and she was allowed to board. The 25-year-old described the ordeal as very humiliating and frustrating, and the airline did not respond to her initial complaints. Well, no wonder she's gone to the news. This is ridiculous. See this whole thing about the world? It's like, you can't give birth on there. It's like, what are you talking about? How can you own a piece of land? Like, do you not realize, like, everyone, if you go far back enough, every single person is an immigrant. You know what I mean? We all are.
That's the thing.
So stupid.
I'm sorry, but people should know by now, right? This is just a tip. Tip for everyone. Businesses at the very top. Hey, if you're starting out your small business, if you're, you know, you could be Big Man Bakes, you could be Richard Branson, you could be anybody. Doesn't matter what size business you have. Never, ever, ever force anyone to do anything. Ever. I don't care what it is. Never force anyone. Because if you do, the odds are you're going to end up in the news somewhere. Forced someone to do this. Forced someone to do that. Whether it's a pregnancy test. Whether it's to piss out on the lawn. I don't care. I feel like forcing someone to do anything against their will is a terrible idea. Because it just leads to you're going to have to apologize later. And everyone's going to look at you like a piece of shit. So
there you go.
Boom, there's my business advice for today.
There you go. But in short, like, I just personally, I think I find the whole thing about belonging to different countries, I think it's all a bit
weird, isn't it?
Like, it's
like
just
time.
Like,
it's kind of just something we've invented. Just sort of like it's just an arbitrary thing.
It's like, it's just what I don't understand is, like, immigration controls across the world are so tight and so strict.
Yeah.
When it's like, but you know, even just a few generations ago, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it doesn't make any sense.
Obviously, there's been a lot of things that have happened in the last maybe like 20 years that's obviously changed the way things are done now. Again, like, there's a lot of things that happen, and I can see why immigration's gotten tighter. I can understand that. I think it's a case of the very small minority ruining things for the majority. You know what I mean? I believe it's a very, you know, the threat of things like terrorism from this and all these different people, all these things that people are now very, very much afraid of and you know, very, you know, should be aware of, but it's made, I think Jesse Ventura talks about it, how, like, he goes through an airport and he's like, he refuses to go through an airport because he gets, you know, he's got metal in his body. Yeah. And so he gets put through all these things to prove he's not. And he's like, dude, I was literally a governor for, you know, 8 years.
Yeah.
He's like, I was a governor for 8 years, for God's sake. He's like, I was literally on the government at, like, state level. It's like, come on now. No, come on.
Be fair.
And he's like, I served in, you know, I was a Navy SEAL.
I was a Navy SEAL.
I was the governor of Minnesota.
Minnesota.
For 8 years. And the government, well, they want to pat me down.
I took a crap in the pool.
And, but yeah, and he talks about that, and he's like, I'm not going to go through this and get, you know, herd like a sheep, and that when I was literally on the government, and I was this, and I was that, and it's like, and he's right, I can see why, but it's like, yeah, he's got a point, but this already, oh my
so
God.
Check this one. So you've heard about this documentary, Don't F With Cats, right? You've heard of the documentary?
I haven't, no.
Okay, so apparently, I don't really want to see it. I've been trying to keep myself away from,
it's
like...
It's a good rule though, right?
The thing is...
Don't fuck with cats.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I've been trying to keep myself away from a lot of negative series and stuff like that, because it weighs on you, man.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like this and Serial Killer that and Surviving R. Kelly and, you know what I mean?
And
it's like
fucking, you know, just like, shitting in the pool and...
Yeah. That should be a Netflix
Phantom
season.
Shiter, you
but,
know.
But the Don't F With Cats killer, who murdered and ate his boyfriend, is to marry in jail. And the person he will be marrying armed robber Anthony Jolin, who himself killed another inmate at the institution in Canada.
Back it up for a second here. Let's just, because there's a lot to unpack there.
Now, let me just be straight, right, because... Let's just get right to it. We've not been dating that long, but it's like, I can just, I kind of ate my old boyfriend, but I would never eat you, Alex.
Mate, look, mate, I wouldn't do that, right? Lightning doesn't strike twice, mate. You're the one, I'm telling you. Like, I can that, like, we're in this, like, Raj situation, but you're it, mate. You're the one. But let's just unpack some of that, right? Let's unpack some of the words that were mentioned there, because there was a lot mentioned there. Murdered. So he was on a docu, sort of like Flanders there, where it's just like, and you murdered your wife. Murdered! So, murdered his boyfriend.
Yeah.
So that's terrible.
Yep.
That's already terrible.
This is, yeah, as bad as it gets.
Pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
It's actually then crazy how you can get worse than that. Let the dog out. The dog's going
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, he's going crazy. Ate him. Like, it wasn't enough to kill him, right? It's like, you know what, man? I fucking hate you. But you know what? I bet you taste amazing. You know what I need? I need my protein. Right, so I'm going to eat the human flesh to get my protein in. What's happening, dog? Where are you, boy? Here you are. Hello. Hello, boy. You getting up on the mic? You got stories to tell. You got stories to tell.
Yeah.
So, like I said, not only, it's not enough to just kill him. It's like, nah, I fucking hate you, man, but I bet you taste amazing. You know what I mean? Like, I need to get my micronutrients and I need to get my iron from that human flesh. It's like, what in the flying hell are you thinking?
2 seconds. Grommet, go and chill in bed. Go and chill. Go and chill. Go and chill in bed.
Come on, boy.
Go and chill in bed. He's forgot where his bed is. He doesn't see I've moved it.
Oh, there we go.
Good boy.
Good boy.
Right, wait there.
You just can't see him, but he's...
Wait. This is how you bribe him with food. Bribery. But yeah, the thing I think's crazy is it's like, but mate, I'd never do that to you, eh?
I mean, it's... Oh, God. It's so insane. Like, and then again, like, and then that's the thing. He's gotten with someone in jail, you know? Everyone deserves to get with someone they could be happy, you know? But not an armed robber who also killed another inmate. So, what's the deal here where they're... I mean, can you get married in jail?
Apparently
do they have,
so.
Like, jail weddings?
Apparently so.
Are they like pro wrestling weddings where obviously it ends up in carnage?
Probably.
Ends up in a brawl, somebody shites in the pool, you know.
Boom. There you go, boy.
There you go. So, check this out. Next story. Man breaks his own record for sitting in a barrel at the top of a pole. It's like, mate. And he was there for 2 months.
What?
Where does his pish go?
I love that that's your first thought.
Where does it go?
He's like, mate.
Well, first of all, look, you got to see this thing. You got to Google this,
oh
right?
Oh, my God. That's
so it's called Mr. Kruger. Like, I mean, how high is that?
Dude, that's easily, like 100 feet. I was going to say, that's like, easily 100 feet. Holy shit, dude.
That's 100 feet up.
What
and
the
it's a
hell?
Small barrel. And he's there for 2 months. He told Sky News, I've forgotten why I'm up here. I had some good reasons, but I've forgotten them since I got here.
Then just go down, bro. Just come down. Just come down.
Where does he pish? And I suppose he could just pish over the barrel.
The edge, right?
So the smell's not going to bother him. He's 100 feet in the air.
He's like, mate, I'll tell you what right now. Right? I was playing Getting Over It by Bennett Foddy, and I thought, get what, mate?
That's a bit of live, mate.
I was playing that, and then I watched a bit of like Vince Russo's like WCW back in the day when it was like Viagra on a pole match, and I thought, what if I put the two together and broke a world record, eh? And not only that, so he had the world record. What was his
previous
record?
So he broke his own record. 22 years ago, he broke the record.
Who?
It was a British record of 54 days. He took it to 67 days, and he's like, and this time I'm going to push it to 80.
So he's done this 3 times. Who in their right mind goes, you know what? That's just a stupid world record. Like,
do you know what else? Like, if you're up there for 2 months, that is a tiny space.
How are you sleeping?
Yeah, how is he sleeping?
How's he eating? Like, has he got like
and,
he's got like
also,
a wire there? Someone
and
like,
also
wheeling
like,
food up.
Yeah, like you're not gonna. What happens if you have a little dream, a little nightmare, and you just go? Whoa!
How
just
is
like,
the pole? Is it,
would you just fall off the edge?
Well, I mean, I assume it's like locked.
He says
in
he
somehow.
Does exercise every morning with a trainer below on the ground. Imagine you get a call, David. It's like, right, mate, I've got some special requirements. I need a PT to come out to and shout instructions up to me.
I was
going to
say, I would probably be charging minimum like £150 to £200 an hour for that.
Just to be involved with that mess.
Minimum. I would be looking at like £150, £200. Because I'm having to shout, man. Now my voice would be gone.
Here we go. From his barrel in Dulstroom, South Africa, he said, I can just curl up in the fetal position so I do wake up with aches and pains.
No way. I would have never thought.
He's like, it's amazing how the body adapts. The first week was the worst. Gromit, go and sit in bed. Sit in bed. I love how one leg is still in the bed.
He's like, I'm technically in bed.
So he's like, the first week was the worst, but then I got into a routine. I actually sleep these days. Not like I would in a bed, but I do get a few hours of sleep at night. The barrel is small, but one of the requirements is it has to be a certain size, so I'm limited in the space.
Who said?
Look at this. Restaurants are providing him with food.
Oh, my God.
Dude, this isn't a bad show.
Oh, shit. That's like lightning right near him.
Yeah, that is.
Dude, imagine that's how he dies.
The barrel has scorch marks from lightning. Gromit, chill in bed.
What?
Go and chill in bed. Chill in bed.
Dude, this guy's a nutcase, man.
Chill in bed.
Sorry, but who's like, you know what that's like? That's like, Ken Wilton.
Wait. Sorry.
That's like, Ken Wilton, mate. I want to break a world record. I could do, who can run the fastest? Nah, I can't do that. Who did the most push-ups? Nah, I can't do that. Nah. Who jumped the highest? Or who has the biggest collection of like antique globes? Nah, I can't do any of those. You know what? I need to get really specific. I'm going to go and I'm going to... This is like the equivalent of me going, I'm going to break the record for who's wore a white structural strength fitness sweatshirt for the longest time.
There you go.
It's like, he's like, nah, can he? Who's sat in a barrel for the longest? Someone's already done that. I know. A barrel on top of a 100-foot pole. That's it. And not only that, he's broke this record. He already done it. Right? This is the equivalent. Remember we were joking before about speedruns and we're talking about like that those crazy like fucking, what was that game we played on the stream? That ridiculous one. Like the fucking Cabbage Patch Dolls game or whatever we played.
Yeah,
and we're like, who has the speedrun for that game?
And someone has it.
And it's like, nobody goes, I want to break that record. You know? Who goes,
go and chill in bed. Sorry. Go and chill in bed, Gromit. Chill in bed.
Good boy.
Wait.
22 years ago, he broke this record and thought to himself, nah, I want to break it again. And it's like, do you want to know why no one else has broke your record, bro? Because it's a stupid fucking record. He's taken years off his life. How old is he? He's 100% taken years off his life. He must have done.
He is. Let's have a look.
It must have his age. I'm sure we can find it.
I love how Gromit's rolling over.
he thinks that's going to get him stuff. He's a worker. He's learning.
He is. It doesn't say his age, but...
He's soliciting for pot.
He's. Do you know what? He looks about like 60.
I mean, he doesn't look in terrible shape.
He looks like 60, but the truth is, I bet you by day like 13, you're like, to hell with this.
But what does your brain go through? I'm sorry, but like that's worse than jail.
And while lightning is like striking it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I might die today.
To what? Getting...
To get what? A fucking Guinness World Record that you already have, dude.
I know.
You already have it.
He's like, I'm just making sure that nobody else is going to do it. Like,
what?
You know what would be funny? There would be, if you could do a trick to like... Because the thing is, people can't watch it all day.
That's true.
Like, couldn't you just be like, right, listen.
Put a wee scarecrow up there.
You're like, I'm sitting, dude, and I'm not coming out. For 5 days, I'm just going to chill. Just bring the food up and then leave it. And then, can you imagine? He comes down. Like, what would stop? Let's say you and me tried to break this record. Gromit, go and chill. Chill. Go and chill.
Go on, boy. Good boy.
Wait. What's to stop you and me trying to break this record, right? And you're like, nah, don't you worry. I'm watching it. Because the Guinness World Records can't pay for a staff member to be there the whole time.
That's true. How did he break this record?
Yeah, just get them there on the first day and the last day.
Yeah.
Have a couple people come take some pictures every so often.
We could do this. That's because there's no way, because he said, 2 months? There's no way anyone's watched him constantly for 2 months. And isn't that one of the rules of a Guinness World Record? You have to see it happening. So you can't see it. That's another one. Like, there's another weird one where it's like the guy who had his left hand in the air the longest. And it's like he's had his left hand there for like 5 years. God. I'm like, that's bullshit. Like, that's not real. There's no way anyone's watched him for 5 years. Are you telling me right now that in, like, 3 in the morning when it's pitch black, he's not just like went to scratch his arse once or something. You know what I mean? Like, come on. I mean, come on. I mean, come on, come on. My arse was itchy and I had to scratch it. Yeah. You can't. Be fair. You can't assume that I.
Okay, had what my arm. The hell? Man keeps arm raised for 38 years.
Who the fuck is making sure that that's a real thing? I mean, that
dude,
he's.
Look, I believe this guy.
Look at his arm.
To be honest, it's literally stuck.
Dude, that's insane. Have you? That's too far. Oh,
that's too far.
Good boy, Grubby.
He really wants this.
He really
Grubby,
does.
Grubby, go and chill in bed and wait.
And you'll get it.
Oh. I know, he's crying now.
He's like, come on.
No, wait.
Come on.
You need to wait.
But what? Why are you keeping your arm raised, bro? I want to know. He's like, well, I was in school, and like...
I was watching Raw and I seen The Rock go up on the turnbuckle and I was like, I want to do that, eh? Like,
that's going to be me, eh? Well, I was in school and I knew the answer to this question and I put my hand up and the teacher just didn't.
She's never picked me.
So I said, fuck you, Mrs. McCallahan. I'm going to keep my hand up in the air forever, eh? Now, she still no answered me, eh?
This is one I want to get onto now. Now, this guy I want to punch in the face, right? So, this guy has said, yesterday, my colleague called me a book murderer because I do this, I cut long books in half to make them more portable. Does anyone else do this, or is it just me? So, what you've got here is someone who's cut big books in half so he can make them more portable in his bag. And I'm calling BS on that.
I'm calling BS on that.
That is, you want some hype on Twitter. And actually, you know what? Now that I am calling BS on it, now I don't want to punch him as much because I'm like, that's smart. I'm just being a hater.
Are you? I hate that term so much. If you ever, ever think that you have haters, I'm just going to stab you in the face. I hate that so much. It's just like...
Wow. So you're saying you're going to stab me in the face?
My haters.
If I ever think that I have haters.
My haters. I call them critics or something. Haters is just a stupid word. It's a word that like idiots on fucking...
Gromit, go and chill in bed.
TikTok invented.
Go and chill in bed. It's here. Go and chill in bed.
Go chill in bed, Grubby. You'll get a treat.
Go and chill in bed. That's it.
Yay, good boy.
That's it.
I love how he's backing up so soon, like, I don't believe you.
Now wait.
I don't believe you.
Wait. Lie down. There we go.
Good boy.
He's getting it now. Now wait. There we go. Good boy. Wait. Okay, sorry, I realize half the podcast is me just shouting instructions to Grubby, but he was like, no,
Have you ever seen the guy that didn't wash for like 60 years?
No.
Dude, look this guy. Wait till you see his skin. Okay. He, honest to God, looks like a reptile. I'm not joking. He's got like reptilian skin. I'm not kidding you, man. It's insane. Like, it's insane. Wait till you see this guy.
I think it said 24 years.
Oh, it was something crazy like that.
Look at that, 24 years. Let's have a look. Go. Oh,
I'm not.
Oh, I don't know. I need to click.
No, come on.
Be fair. So this is on.
Oh no, this is so much worse. Oh, dude, this is what I was talking about. This is so much worse. What the hell is wrong with
Why
you, boy?
Why would you go on TV?
What is wrong with you, man? You're the worst. That's disgusting.
Why would you? I'm sure from the conversation you can ascertain what's happened.
Oh my car, that is so disgusting.
What?
Oh
my.
Yeah, it is getting bigger, bro. It's all the dirt that's building up on it. That is so disgusting.
But, this is so bad.
They better not. Don't show it, people. That is disgusting. It's just going to be like a fucking cheese stick. That's disgusting. Oh, come on, boy. Relax. You're all right.
You're upsetting the dog.
You're making him upset.
Yeah, Gromit, go and chill in bed, and I will give it to you.
That is disgusting.
Okay, so...
Oh, no.
That seems to be all that's coming up with this man that didn't wash.
The
60 years. There you
that's
go.
It.
We want the 60 years. What?
Look at this guy. Look at him.
What?
Dude, he's got like reptile skin. Look at it. He's got like scales and gills.
Oh, man. Do you know, I've heard like apparently if you don't wash, like your body starts to develop its own mechanism to wash itself.
I think that's your hair.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't think that's going to get any dates anytime soon.
Probably not.
Probably not a hypothesis I'm going to try out, to be honest.
I mean, yeah, it's probably, you know, you're Hey, you'll get a Guinness World Record. But
I mean, I don't need to get dates. I've got a girlfriend. Yeah, but, you know, I didn't mean it like that. But I just mean, you know, if one were to do that,
if one were to decide to go down that route, or make that life decision, it's like one minute you're shite in a pool, next minute you're deciding not to wash your dick for 24 years.
And what? No, this is the washing for 60 years guy.
So this guy hasn't washed his body in 60 years.
So look at
years.
That. Hasn't washed for 60 years and smokes animal feces.
Oh, it just gets worse.
It just now. Come
who's,
on.
Who's like?
Come on.
Come on.
At what point do your mates go, mate, Jimmy? Come on,
Jimmy. You need to get it
together, mate.
You're smelling,
you know,
a bit,
like,
rough.
Do you know what? See, like, the no washing for 60 years, I could let that slide, eh? Like, he's going through a hard time, eh? He's going through a hard time. But see, the whole smoking animal feces thing, that's where I draw the line.
Do you know what? That's the straw that broke the camel's back for me, eh? Like, one minute, he's pure smoking dog shit, mate. I was like, what are you doing, eh? Like, I'll tell you what, though. There is something funny. That actually does make me think of something funny that I never thought of before. When would you say you lost your sense of smell, like, properly?
I don't know if I've ever really had it, to be honest. So I don't know.
You would have never.
Well, no,
had this
issue. If there's something right in front of me that smells strong. Like, put it this way: if I put my nose in a bag of popcorn, I can smell that something's going on.
So
if someone sprays perfume or deodorant like right in front of me, I can smell something's going on. But I can't tell when someone farts. I can't tell.
Oh, then you won't tell Robert. Just let one. That's why he's ran off. He's literally just farted and ran away.
I can't tell when someone farts. Oh, I can't tell if Robert. Someone's got, you know, like, problems or whatever. That's why I have to be, you know, for me, because I can't like smell myself. I guess I have to, you know, minimum one shower a day. Minimum.
Oh yeah. No, you should. Yeah, especially if you're training and all that stuff, you have to be. But this is the thing: you'll have never had this issue. Then, have you ever been around someone that just has rotten BO, and you just
see? I can't tell.
Like a mate or something, and you have to tell them.
No, I've never.
You've never had that issue.
I've never had that, and thankfully, you've never said that to me.
So, no, I haven't. No, you know. I would tell you, like,
I appreciate that. Bro.
I've always said
if a good friend would.
Yeah,
a good friend would.
If you had like a bit of lettuce in your teeth, would you want to know?
No.
Yeah.
I remember when I would. I remember my dad told me when I was like 15, he was like, son, just a bit of BO. Like.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
But, I mean, you need to learn, innit?
That's rough, man. Luckily, I've never been like that. I'll tell you why. Because one of my older brothers, man, he was nasty for it, man. Like,
just throwing your brother
not nasty for it,
under the bus.
Not nasty for it, but just... I think, and this is the weird thing, I think when it came to that sort of stuff, my dad never really sat down and had those chats with us. He wasn't that kind of guy.
Yeah.
So we never, like, I never learned to, he never taught me.
Is he eating a treat or is he eating something else?
What have you got there, boy? Is that the treat you got there? Okay.
Sit.
Good boy.
It's actually a dentist stick. He's getting this hype about a dentist stick.
Yeah, he's loving it. He's like,
having to break into very small pieces.
He's like, I'm going to have the best teeth in the whole of the land, mate.
He does. Do you know the vet was going nuts over his teeth?
Marking out for his teeth?
Yep, he was.
Nice.
We were going to get him like merch for his teeth. Just like, next time he goes to the vet. It's like, teeth club, mate.
Mate, he's good.
Mate, my dog has got the number one teeth on dogs, on dog... Pro dog tease, eh? Like,
hey boy, just there you go. He's checking out the hand there, but yeah, he wasn't really like he didn't really sit and chat to us about that sort of stuff. So we kind of like I learned to shave by myself and stuff like that. Like, and I was just like, oh man, that's rough, eh? And then you'd be like, oh no, just part of growing up in that. And my oldest brother, he was like not great for that either. And I was just like, no.
You're like, that'll never be
That's not going to be me, eh? So like, I'm proper paranoid about fucking, you know, deodorant, make sure I'm clean, make sure I'm showering properly and all that shit. Did we ever find out?
Especially when you're training.
Yeah, dude, I'm no joking. I had I fucking flipped out once. I flipped out once.
Was it a client or a wrestling class?
It was a wrestling class. I was
amateur.
I was training at an MMA gym at the time, right? So I was training at a mixed martial arts gym. And the one thing I'll say, don't get me wrong, I love MMA and I love mixed martial arts. But there's nothing, if you really want to get the dregs of martial arts, an MMA class is usually where you'll find them because right. everyone's just, they've seen MMA, they've seen the UFC, they love Conor McGregor and all that, and they're like, oh, I'm going to give the MMA a try. So they just sort of turn up, right? And that's so you get loads of different levels, and that's fine. I've got no issue with beginners, right? But one of the biggest fucking things that made me actually lose my shit one day was when a fucking guy came in, trained on one day, right? So trained like, say like a Tuesday or something, right? Say he trained on a Tuesday.
No, I know what you're going to say.
And then he came back on like the Thursday in the same fucking gear that he had wore on that other day. And I was like, dude, get the fuck out right now. I refused to wrestle him. I refused to be near him because I was like, dude, you are stinking. I was like, that is fucking disgusting. I pulled him aside and I was like, look, dude. I pulled him aside away from everybody. And I was
in front of everyone.
And I didn't want to do that in front of everybody. I pulled him aside in the changing room. I was like, dude, you can't do that. He's like, what's the issue? And I says, you're wearing the same shit from the other day. And he goes, yeah. And I says, that's disgusting, dude. That's disgusting.
Bacteria.
Not on A, the bacteria, B, the smell. And we will know this. We've been around some, again, I'm naming no names, but there was a, not so much recently, but back in the day,
I wouldn't have noticed. I don't know.
Oh, dude, there was some pro wrestlers back in the day that were fucking rife. Their gear was, see if someone's got smelly gear in pro wrestling, it's disgusting. It's like,
I wash my gear after every show.
Yeah.
Every single show. Like,
when
I started, like, I used to think, like, oh, I wash it every couple of shows or something. And it's like, nah.
At minimum, rinse it in the goddamn sink. You know, at minimum, you gotta do that. You know, especially if you're working regularly. You know, but these guys weren't even doing that. And it was just like, oh god, it was a bit disgusting. But anyway, but yeah, pulled that lad aside and I was like, dude, you can't do that because that's disgusting. On top of that, again, the bacteria, shit like that. It's just like, oh, guys. Oh, that's brutal. And the place itself wasn't the cleanest place. It's not like the wrestling clubs we go to now where they're cleaning the mat on a regular basis. Like, this place hadn't been cleaned in. Yeah. Good Lord, this place hadn't been cleaned in.
I feel like we're on a bummer now.
I'm venting, man. I'm letting people know about my pet peeves, you know? My pet peeves. And it usually isn't people smoking animal feces, you know? It's usually just smelly people turning up to training and being like, nah, mate, like, it's fine, eh? It's like, It's not fine. Wash your shit. Remember, what was that promo back in the day with The Rock where he tells Jonathan Coachman, he's just like, wash your ass. You ever seen that?
What?
Dude, he genuinely goes, he finishes a promo and he's like ranting at Jonathan. This is when he was like Hollywood Rock. And he genuinely just finishes by going and looks at him and he just goes like, and wash your ass. And then walks away. I'm not even joking.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
Well, I'm guessing.
Is it like wash?
Take a sponge and wash your backside because it's smelling bad. I assume. But yeah, that's something you'll have never had to deal with. It's like a friend or like a colleague that's like
genuinely,
got a bit of BO.
Someone let a stink bomb off in school and I didn't notice.
You're like, man, where's everybody gone? Like, it's all right, eh? Like, you didn't. So you wouldn't have known.
I may have told this story once before, but I remember. One thing I will confess to though is my farting is just.
It's just rough.
It's rough.
That's not 250 grams protein.
You accept that.
It's
you
not worse than yours, yeah. Gromit. Gromit, yours
yeah.
is,
Gromit,
yours
Gromit's is the worst. Right?
His are the worst.
Gromit,
by far.
You've eaten all of your treat,
dude.
You've eaten all.
Mate, you've had
loads of them today already.
Sensodyne, Pronamel, Dentastic, Colgate.
He probably is due another food, actually.
Not Dentastic.
I'll give him a food, actually. But, yeah, where were we?
You're talking about your farts are terrible.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They're terrible.
So I remember one time in, this was secondary school. This is one of the worst things I ever did. I might have told the story before.
We can't write this off.
This is bad.
This is
so
bad.
So there was a guy who, let's just call him, again, let's just, what have we used before? John.
John, let's call
different
him.
Different person, but let's just say John. Let's just use John.
John just stuff, in right? general.
Yep. So basically, I'm going to put my hand there because he's trying to get past. But basically, I dropped an absolute beast of a fart, right? And let's just say John was always prone to a fart. It was usually him, right?
Oh, no.
So someone just started going, oh, John, that is absolute stinking. And I was just like, aye, John, that's stinking.
But, no, in fairness, I will say you did what you had to do. Because that's a rough... if you're doing that now, right? Say you do that now.
Oh, no, I just admit it now. It's funny.
If you do that now, it's not a big deal. You're like, oh, sorry, guys. Hey, that was me, eh? And everyone's like, oh, Joe, that's honking, eh? And you're just like...
Speaking of which...
Oh, well.
Speaking of which, I want to know about the causation of those farts. What food are we having today?
Ooh, I don't know.
I'm going to drop some mean farts tonight.
Oh, shit.
I'm pre-planning. I'm thinking, like...
In high school, if you
the
fart...
The thing is, you know, I really like Denny's, but it's just too expensive.
You know what? Yeah, I'm the same. I think it's very expensive, and the last time we were there, they were not clear on whether or not pancakes were available. And if I'm going to Denny's, like, if I go to McDonald's...
We need some clarity.
And they're like...
There's any burgers, mate.
We've not got any burgers, eh? I'm like, what?
We've got any burgers, chips, or juice, eh?
No, the burgers, the chips, and the juice are off, eh? Like, they're no on, and the ice cream is only plain, eh? There's no... I'm like, right, hold on a minute. If I go to KFC and they're like, we've not got any chicken, I'll be like, what? It's your whole fucking business. Denny's are giving me...
Out. I'm going to have to...
You're going to have to give them a wee escort.
Do you know what? That is an hour. I think we might have to call it here. I will let you finish.
All I got to say is... I'm going to let you finish. But I just want to say that Joe had one of the best stories of all time on the podcast. But two things. One, Denny's, get your shit in order. You need to be, if you're going to be charging that much, you need to be clear. I need crystal clarity.
We need a pancake policy.
I'm talking windows that have just been cleaned clear. I'm talking windshield that's just had windscreen wash on them clear on your pancake policy. On top of that, I actually don't begrudge you for what you did in high school with that fart, because in high school, if you fart, that's the equivalent of you, like, in high school, just farting in class and people hearing that, that's the equivalent of, like, what would that be equivalent of in adulthood? What's, like, that's the equivalent adulthood of, like, when someone brings, like, salmon into the office and cooks it in the microwave and fucking stinks the whole microwave.
I should do that.
Like, you're the worst. You're a terrible person.
I didn't know it smelled bad. Like, I remember, do you know what
you're like, God, my salmon's so nice, eh? And everyone's just like, Joe, you used to be like. Smell.
Like, I remember I used to put vegetables in the microwave. People would complain about that.
Dude, everyone at your work hated you.
Yeah, they probably did.
How long before someone actually told you? The fact they told you about it means they must have been going months.
We were tight though. We were a tight group. So when I say, you know, it would have been on the second.
So they
use.
Told you immediately. Yes. Okay, that's fair.
And then I was like, what's my vegetables, eh?
Well, I like to have my, you know, my mackerel.
That's my greens, eh? Like,
mate, I need my fiber, I need my protein. So I've got, you know, my steamed mackerel that I'm just going to heat up in the micro in this tiny office. Like, where's the harm? That's the equivalent. You farting in high school, farting in class is the equivalent of that. Is the equivalent of you going into an office of people you're not too familiar with, but you still want to sort of make a good impression and just stinking it up with like mackerel in the microwave. So you did what you had to do, you know? And John, if he didn't want to get blamed for that, he shouldn't have been ripping arse, you know, all those times so casually.
He was like, listen, I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy.
Look, mate, I shot the sheriff, but I did not rip arse in that class.
All right, folks, this has been Pish Talk. I've been Joe Hendry. This has been Dave Conrad. Dave, socials.
You can follow me everywhere. I've just surpassed 500 followers on Twitter, which is awesome. Yo, need to get that higher. Send me a bunch of guff, bunch of bullshit.
Bunch of goo guff.
I'll say. Send me a bunch of guff on Twitter, Instagram, Dave Conrad UK everywhere.
Alrighty. I have been the prestigious one, Joe Hendry. Follow me at Joe Hendry on Twitter and Instagram. But the main thing, check out edinburghwrestling.com and, of course, the Patreon. Patreon.com/Joe Hendry. We shall see you next time. Thank you.
Bye-bye.